Okay. What to use our new comics figure to? He seems to turn out pretty good. Well, take the best from Crumb. When he is the philosopher, the social commentator, you know, who's talking about the ongoings in the world, the madness, this and that. It should be far out, humoristic. That kind of, take the Crumb humor, sense of humor, but remove the obscenities and the drug-related things and the complete drug-induced things. Make him mine. Make him me. But then that caricature that figure of me that I can play with and do crazy things with and allow my, I mean, Crumb, he used himself as a character in his comics where he kind of confesses or shows his, even his perversions and everything. I mean, it's a very personal form actually he's doing there. So maybe that, but in a more sattvic way, so to speak. And not just to show, here am I, look at me, what a crazy fool, but because who's interested in that, but that which we find all of us in there, that we all of us struggle with, love and greed and illusions and this thing about happiness, how we're seeking that, and we bring it back down to a very simple cartoon comics level, purify it into simple caricature story, so to speak. Caricature in the sense of being simplified and exaggerated, where exaggeration is called for or is useful to bring across the message. And I think this is nice visually and storytelling wise and musically, very clean, very simple, very clear, just to get the message across. And just like when you draw a picture, if you put too much detail there and too fine nuances going, you know, all that, that kind of, yes, it turns it into a more, how to say, photographic image. But it also adds a lot of picture information that is not required. So I think that could be the principle here. Simplicity, simplify, clear away everything else than the essence, and just throw it in the face of people. Here it is, here I am, these are my thoughts, what do you think? That kind of thing. And then, when I make graphics, when I make graphics or illustrations to use in these videos, they could be made the same way as our Blender guy is made. It's a quick way of doing it, maybe, but then could be either used as same kind of animation there, or just imagery that could also be part drawn on paper and so on. Well, I think there's something good coming up here.